Track one robot selected.
What's up, everybody? In this tutorial, I'll be showing you guys how to create a BeatStars sound pack and then go in and play it to make sure you've configured everything correctly. This is one of several attempts that have failed. I think I'm on attempt 5 now. I just feel like I've been a little too detailed. I've left things out. I'm hoping this one can actually be successful. My last attempt was a little more successful than the others, but still not great. So, I'm just making a pack called SBYW for purposes of this demo. This pack will not be published, so yeah. However, if people don't want to go to the site to get the example pack, if enough people want, I can hold on to it and then I can give it to you so you can actually mess around with it and learn how files are structured, named, and how the BPMs should be set. So, we're going to first go through and look at the files and how they're named. I will say these will be listed in alphabetical order since I use Explorer 2. But you could also have different settings, you could have whatever. However, it does not matter what order you make the files. You could do action 9 if you were choosing to use the arrows first. As long as all the files are in here and named correctly, it doesn't matter. So, we're gonna open this folder.
One music.ogg not selected extension. Ogg, soft, two music.ogg extension. Three music.ogg extension.
So you see 1, 2, 3 music. You have to have a minimum of 3 levels, and that's all I used, just because, keep it simple. And you do 1, 2, 3, whatever, by the word music. No spaces, no uppercase letters, just 1 music, 2 music, all together. And you do that for as many levels as you have. Below that,
a 1.ogg extension, a 2.ogg extension, a 3.ogg extension, a 4.ogg extension, a 5.ogg extension.
A1 through A5. A1 is your freeze me command, so that's the sound that'll play when you don't do anything. And then A2 through A5 are space, tab, enter, and backspace respectively. Below that,
BPM.txt extension, txt.
Since I've done an attempt at this before,
confirm delete, cast delete button,
robot source, I have that folder.
A 5.ogg fail.ogg extension.
So that file, excuse me. So I deleted that.
A 5.ogg fail.ogg extension.
Then you have fail.ogg. This is the sound that plays if you miss an action or run out of safeguards. And I will mention all files have to be ogg. You can't do wave, you can't do any of that.
Loop.ogg extension. Ogg.
Loop.
Size.
This is the sound that will play when you're in the main menu, like the track or sound or whatever.
Name.ogg extension.
Name. This is the sound that plays in the sound packs menu. So you find the name with your screen reader, and then you also hear whatever sound.
O2.ogg extension. O3.ogg extension. O4.ogg extension. O5.ogg extension.
O2 through O5 are the sounds that pressing space, tab, enter, or backspace will produce. And if you had the arrows A6 through A9, you do O6 through O9, respectively. And then below that,
Select.ogg extension.
Select. This is the sound that plays whenever you choose an option.
Win.ogg extension.
Win.ogg, this is the sound that plays when you complete the pack.
Audacity, track view table, track folder view list, BeatStars 10 of 50.
So now, you've gotten the hard part out of the way, you've gotten your sounds, you've gotten your files all named. Now it's time to actually do the easy part and get the rhythms set up the way they should be. So you open BeatStars.
BeatStars 10. Game up. Main menu.
Turn that down. Now I like to just keep things quick and easy. Because you can either hit P and then hit enter once you hear pack editor. You can arrow to it. Or the even quicker way is just learn the number shortcuts. Hit the number 4.
Please select the pack to edit dialog folder. Edit. I. Preview. Downloads. Desktop archives. Level 1 desktop. Downloads.
So,
items view list, yesterday grouping, today grouping expanded, SBYW1, folder, edit select, select folder button,
select your folder wherever you have it. I just do it in my downloads because it's easier. So once you choose it, you'll see that it's in the file name, and then you find the select folder button. Now what's nice is this will tell you if there are required files missing. It will also tell you, which can get annoying sometimes, but it will also tell you, oh, some files are missing but aren't required, which it's going to do now because I know I didn't do a lot. I just made something that was simple enough to get the point across of how to make a BeatStar pack. So we're going to press enter on select folder, and we will let the game kind of explain itself.
Application. The following files are missing from your pack, but are not strictly required to play. You can skip the arrow key actions, as most packs only have the usual four actions. Boost.log. This fail is played when the pack is ran for the first time, before reaching the main menu.
Yes. If you play my pack, the gate, that does have a boot file.
Credits.log. The credits are played only once, after playing the pack one time.
I don't do that.
Level.log. Sound which is played at the beginning of each level for which there is no pre-sound. If neither pre nor level are provided, no extra sounds will be played before a level.
Yep.
Pre-1.log. Pre plus a level's number. Pre-1, pre-2 will be played before a level begins. Can be useful in certain situations. If neither pre nor level.log is provided, the game will continue with the next level with no extra sounds. A 6.log. Sound for the 06, a 7.log, 07.log, 08.log, a 8.log. Sound for the right arrow, a 9.log, 09.log. Sound for the please select which level to edit or start over.
So, it just tells you all these actions that you're missing or... Yeah, all the actions you're missing and don't really need. You can do them if you want, but they're not required, like it said at the beginning.
Pack making tutorial.
So I'm going to let you guys listen to the pack making tutorial.
Welcome to the pack editor. First, thank you very much for wanting to create a pack. This is very simple. You will be instructed to select whether you want to create a pack from the beginning, or if you already have a time file called bpm.txt in your pack, you can change one of the levels by using the menu. Once you have selected what to do, you will hear the music for the selected levels. You will have to press the spacebar at the speed you wish the level to go. Each press of the spacebar is one cycle of the game, meaning that you have this amount of time to press the correct key. Hit Q at any time to exit the pack editor and write your changes. After you do this 10 times, the music will restart and you will hear your result. You will hear a sound which will play on every cycle. Think of the cycle as if you were playing the game. Is this enough time for you to press the key? Is it in sync with the music? If you are not satisfied with the result, you can press the spacebar again to reset the time and start again. Once you are satisfied, press enter. The next music will play. Once all the levels are done, the file bpm.txt will be created or rewritten. Note that you will have to put the pack in your user folder /beatpacks if you want to play it and unlock it as normal. You can upload your pack via the website by making a zip file of the packs folder and sending it via the upload form.
Yes, you can do that right now. Unless he updated it or fixed it, the site is down. So uploads don't seem to be working. But that the uploads normally do work. I fixed the Flip-It pack, and I made a beatable Flip-It where you can actually have more of a chance of getting something on that one level that was really fast.
Please select which level to edit or start over. Pack making tutorial. Start from the first level.
So we're going to start from the first level, and I'll try to do my best to explain. And before I start, I will mention, like it said, you have to buy this pack just as if someone else made it. So, here we go.
Level 1.
So you have your music, and you don't do a space for the command and the action. The action is represented kind of by a little pause. Hopefully you'll understand a little more when I do it, but here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Then it plays it back.
Level 2.
I'm not shooting for perfection, because this pack's going away right after this. Unless, like I said, people want it to experiment with.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Level 2.
See that? This level's hard to...
1, 2.
Make up.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, I think I did it. Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This one's
5,
easier
6,
to do a
7,
rhythm with.
8, 9, 10.
Now if you're happy, press enter.
Main menu.
And there you go. Now,
desktop,
if you want to actually try your pack and see how it came out,
run dialogue,
you go to wherever you stored it,
desktop list,
downloads,
left page, SDYW size.
You copy,
desktop
list, go to your,
run
your beat packs
select,
stored.
Set desktop list. Explore superscript 2 beat packs at C.
Then you just
Samsung USA server rate science size less folder greater not progress more details check explore superscript 2 beat packs at C number desktop list science not selected desktop list beatstar 10 of 50
then you run beatstar
game. Game document main menu ready showing 391 pack main menu
it already put me on it because I bought it before in my last attempt so as you can see this is the main menu loop here's the selection sound.
Ready. 3 levels unlocked. You can go back to the main menu with the left.
Oh, I didn't want to do that. Come on.
Game lock. Main menu. This pack has 5 actions. Use space, tab, enter, backspace, and arrows. Press shift along with one of the action keys to hear the action completed sound. To hear the stop action, press the period key to the right of comma. To exit, press Q.
Yep. So.
Whoa.
That's the stop command. There's chat. Space. Tab.
Game.
Space. Enter. Backspace.
Main menu.
So.
Whoa.
Application.
Whoa.
Application. You have obtained the achievement. It's time for a beer. Congratulations on beating your 5th beat star sound pack. It's time for a beer. Nice. You win 19 coins. You now have 7,287 coins. Congratulations. You have achieved mission level 1 and behave like a winner. You have 32 mission credits. Main menu. Arrow keys.
So, not the fanciest and coolest beat star pack. But hopefully it gives you guys a pretty good idea of how the pack editor works, how to structure your files. And again, if people want, I can distribute this pack if you don't want to get the example pack off his website. Thank you guys for watching. Comment if you have any questions. I will talk to you guys later.
Audacity row 1 column audacity track view table track 1 row nuts.